Paul, what kind of things does a team need to do to become a tough team to play against on home ice?
It wouldn't matter. So there's no changing from home or road, right? You have to, usually the teams that are talked about tough playing against is you don't give the other team an awful lot of room to play on. So you can test every puck. And part of doing that is, a big part of doing that is the system of your game. When you don't have the puck, knowing where you're supposed to be and getting there in a quick hurry, and then the energy level that comes from battling, competing on every puck. And I think the teams that are best at it are, they're never a play ahead, you know, they're always in the battle, in the fight right there. They're not poaching on pucks. They're not trying to strip guys and go in the other direction. They're not trying to get one step ahead of their game. Usually that means they're not trying to get from defense to offense before the time is right. So they're in the battle, and that's what we're working hard to get to.
How different do you expect them to be now with Peter behind the bench compared to Barry?
There hasn't been, a whole lot of change in the defensive schemes of what they're running. Why would you? You know, they're a real strong defensive team, and they've got a good, powerful back end there. In terms of, you know, they've got a new coach, but they've got new faces too. So they're trying to implement, I think, more of the offensive game that we've seen with other teams that Pete's coached, and they're aggressive and on the puck, and they like to control it and hang on to it and create as much confusion in the offensive zone as they can. But right now they look, you know, like pretty much every other team in the NHL. They're trying to play well defensively, and when they get something going, they've got some good players.
Nashville's a team that may have struggled last season, but they've made seven playoff appearances. How do you get the Jets to become a competitive team like Nashville?
Well, they've done it on their compete for the most part. They've had a lot of change over the years. They've got a real solid identity with Barry over the years. They played that consistent game. They were a real defensive first game. I don't know if you know, it's fair to comment on Nashville. They're in the fight, but they haven't been in the playoffs for a bit, so they're trying to get that back. I think there was a consistency in their game, and it was a hard game to play against. You never felt to... I know people always accuse Barry Trotz of being a defense-first game, but when you look at the offensive zone time in games when you played Nashville, they were in your end an awful lot, and not just ours. In other teams' ends, a pretty aggressive forechecking team. I think what they got to be is they got to be really consistent in one style of game, and they just played it very, very well. And that's true of any teams. The best teams in the league, you can watch 20 minutes of their game and pre-scout them pretty cleanly. You have a pretty strong idea. LA is a perfect example of that. There's not a lot of motion in their neutral zone. There's not trick plays. It's pretty simple. They're going to do one thing, and they do it really well. And Nashville had gotten to that point. And that's what... You know, we're all striving to achieve is that consistency in the game that you play.
Paul, are there extra challenges because of the home opener, and it's just not another game? It's not like
I don't feel we'd be using that now. I think having played games takes a big chunk of that uncertainty out of the way. I mean, there should be some nerves. We want that energy or home crowd, but I don't feel that level of having three games, I guess is a better way. Having three games under your belt takes a lot of those nerves out of the opening of the season, and they've been through a few grinds. So I'm expecting the energy of a home crowd and everybody to be really excited, but it doesn't feel the unknown of your first game. That first game is so much like the first game after Christmas sometimes, too. You're not sure what's happening when the puck drops, and especially in the first 10 minutes in the game. I think the game will be pretty sorted with a T right from the start.
Paul, you hear about the San Jose Sharks and the LA Kings and how they're used as measuring sticks around the league to where your team's at. Would you argue that maybe the games against the teams that struggle, like the Nashville Predators, like some of the teams you'll be playing in the next five games at home, are as equal as a measuring stick and how you guys are?
I don't know. Also, we're not pulling out the measuring stick in the first 10 games of the season. I understand what you're saying, but everybody in the league is still trying to define who they are, some of the roles they're going to play on their team. I mean, I don't know that we would say we're going to measure ourselves differently against anybody else in the league. I mean, we got outplayed in two games, and San Jose and LA both deserved to beat us, and we outplayed Phoenix. Watched the Calgary-Chicago game last night. I'm not sure where the measuring sticks are on that. One team won, one team lost. So you've got to win your games on home ice. You can look at your schedule and you can say, well, there's some teams that didn't make the playoffs last year. That should be your run. It just never, ever works out like that. I mean, you get big boosts a lot of times emotionally from beating the teams in the top end of the standings. I think these games in some ways are more contested. They're harder games. They're more physical games because both teams do realize how important it is. You know, you're going to get on your run of going into LA and then going into Anaheim the next night. We've got those on our calendars. Those are tough challenges. So you got to be good. But I don't know that this team has or any team ever sits there and said, oh, there's a nice, easy stretch for us. It just never, ever works out like that.
Have you seen any sophomore jinx in the games of Scheifele or Trouba?
No, the sophomore jinx is not on the player. It's on the expectations of what happens to a man over 4 months or 5 months in the summer. They're 5 months older, right? They're not five-year vets. So my expectations are that I'm hoping for both those guys to be a bit better than they were last year, and that would be a good curve to be in. We won't do it statistically, whether if Scheif scores 12, it won't be looked at as a down year. It's about development. Getting on the ice, playing them, you know, in harder roles probably first, giving them tougher assignments, and then. But I didn't look at those two guys on the board and expect them to go from, you know, 5 months older to being a lot better than the rest of the guys in the league. So, that being said, in our structure, in our team, we've got them in really important positions, you know. Positions that sometimes players take years to get to, so they're going to have some times where they look like they've really come on, and we'll be excited about that. And there's going to be some times that both those guys struggle a bit with the role. We've asked them to do big jobs.